choking hazards, which accounted for 25% of all children's
toys. Toys listed on this survey could pose a choking hazard to a child. Stephanie Hansen is a Buffalo State student working with NYPIRG. She displayed a toilet paper roll to demonstrate how to measure a toy for a potential choking risk.
So the toilet paper roll, being a little bit wider, can test for the near small parts, ensuring that the child is actually safe from choking should they put anything in their mouth.
Now, in the last 30 years, NYPIRG's toy list has led to 150 toy recalls. NYPIRG project coordinator Wesley Thomas says the report gives families a chance to protect the youngest of consumers.
The average uninformed shopper don't necessarily know about these hazards, and that's kind of why NYPIRG feels it's our job to bring it to attention, being a representation of the consumers.
Other toys on the list could expose a child to toxic materials. The report says toxic chemicals like chromium are found on the Minions pencil case and Slinky Jr.
Found toys at multiple stores, not just smaller Dollar Trees, bigger stores like Target, Marshalls. So it's not just the smaller dollar stores.
NYPIRG's report also explains how powerful toy magnets could cause serious injury if swallowed. Madison Bryan is a Buffalo State student working as a project leader with NYPIRG.
These magnetic toys are made with extremely strong magnets and can cause severe internal damage if more than one is swallowed.
And there's more. Loud toys are also linked to possible hearing loss. 1 in 7 children between the ages of 6 and 17 have signs of hearing loss, and that could be attributed to loud toys. NYPIRG says since it started its toy list 30 years ago, 150 toys have been recalled and pulled off store shelves.
It's just being aware of all toys. Hazards can be anywhere. You never really know unless you actually look for them and pay attention and be aware. Make sure you're self-aware.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.